Something else from the budget, the days of walking into a post office to apply for a tax file number or visiting a Centrelink office to request assistance could be coming to an end. The federal government is moving ahead with plans to create a digital identity for every Australian. It means you could soon complete more tasks online without any personal contact. That doesn't always go so well. More than $90 million is going to be spent to help implement the GovPass program. Stephanie Boris explains.
As we've heard, personal tax cuts are the big ticket item for this year's budget. So what does it take to apply for a tax file number so you're part of the system? At the moment, it's paperwork and a trip to the post office, but the government is looking to change that through the help of technology. GovPass is what they see as the way of the future. $92 million is being set aside over the next financial year to accelerate the implementation of the program. First of all, pilot programs will be set up that will see hundreds of thousands of people take part. So what does it involve? Well, Australians will be asked to create a digital identity online by handing over a collection of personal information, such as your driver's licence, address, date of birth, passport information and more. Once it's all verified, you get a GovPass that's saved on your phone and you can then apply for government services through your phone instead of going to the office. Those services include Australians applying for a tax file number, people wanting a Centrelink reference number, applying for a grant or access to the Australian Business Registry. The idea of GovPass is to prove your identity for Commonwealth services via the internet, but the ABC understands there is scope for this to be used by states and territories and even the private sector into the future.
Stephanie Boris explaining the new GovPass program that's part of this federal budget.